Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Brené Brown's The Power of Vulnerability, Teachings of Authenticity, Connection, and Courage, offers a transformative glimpse into how embracing our vulnerabilities can lead to a more fulfilling and courageous life. Based on her extensive research and popular TED Talks, Brown delves into the importance of vulnerability, showcasing its impact on our relationships, work, and sense of self. By weaving together empirical evidence, personal anecdotes, and practical advice, Brown crafts a compelling argument for why vulnerability is not a weakness, but rather our greatest measure of courage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding vulnerability. In The Power of Vulnerability, Brené Brown demystifies the concept of vulnerability, framing it not as a sign of weakness, but as a cornerstone of strength and authenticity. Brown explains that vulnerability is the emotional risk, exposure, and uncertainty we face in our daily interactions and life choices. By accepting and acknowledging our vulnerabilities, we can engage more deeply with others and ourselves. Brown uses a range of scientific research and personal stories to show how vulnerability is linked to greater emotional resilience, more robust relationships, and healthier self-esteem. She argues that avoiding vulnerability often leads to disconnection, fear, and a lack of purpose. Secondly, the role of shame and fear. Brown dives deep into the emotions of shame and fear, which she identifies as major barriers to embracing vulnerability. She explains that shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Fear, on the other hand, often manifests in our hesitations to share our true selves, driven by the worry of emotional exposure or misunderstanding. Through various anecdotes and examples, Brown illustrates how overcoming these feelings can lead to greater authenticity and courage, explaining techniques such as mindfulness and empathy to combat shame and embrace a more vulnerable approach to life. Thirdly, cultivating authentic connections. One of the key benefits of embracing vulnerability, as Brown argues, is the ability to cultivate more authentic connections with others. She outlines how vulnerability allows individuals to express their true thoughts and feelings, which promotes deeper interpersonal connections and builds trust. Brown stresses the importance of authenticity as a relational tool. Showing up genuinely enables others to relate and connect on a more intimate level. This section of the book provides practical guidance on maintaining transparency in relationships and encouraging mutual vulnerability to enhance connection and emotional support. Fourthly, living wholeheartedly. Brown introduces the concept of wholehearted living, which she describes as engaging in our lives from a place of self-worth and embracing vulnerability. This philosophy involves acknowledging that vulnerability is the path to courage, compassion, and connection. She discusses how practices such as gratitude, self-compassion, and trust are integral to living wholeheartedly. Brown provides personal examples and actionable advice for fostering these qualities within oneself, emphasizing the transformative impact they can have on one's approach to life and relationships. Lastly, embracing vulnerability in leadership. In the professional sphere, Brown makes a compelling case for the power of vulnerability in leadership. She contends that leaders who embrace their vulnerabilities can inspire authenticity and encourage the same in their teams, leading to enhanced creativity, innovation, and commitment. Brown details stories and strategies where leaders have shown their own vulnerabilities, leading by example, and fostering an environment of openness and mutual respect. This approach, she argues, not only improves workplace dynamics, but also drives better results by enabling all team members to contribute their fullest potential. In conclusion, Brené Brown's The Power of Vulnerability is an essential read for anyone seeking to enhance their relationships, lead with courage, and live an authentic life. It is particularly valuable for leaders, educators, parents, and those in caregiving roles who can benefit from fostering stronger, more genuine connections with those they guide and support. Brown's insights encourage embracing vulnerability to foster a braver, bolder, and more fulfilling life. Through this book, readers will learn not just to accept their vulnerabilities, but to harness them as a source of strength. If you would like to support Brené Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.